This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Allah, Bonneville Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Printmasters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation.
Bahamas, we coming,
Bahamas,
coming through,
Bahamas,
watch it.
Bahamas,
tell you, Bahamas, we love you. New Wave Band. If you love the Bahamas,
raise up your hand.
If you love the Bahamas,
let's take a stand.
If you love the Bahamas,
raise up your hand.
If you love the Bahamas,
let's take a stand.
Listen. Bahamas, a beautiful place. A place we call a Bahama land. All people, hold your head up high. Raise your hands, raise them to the sky.
Sing!
If you love the Bahamas,
raise up your hand.
If you love the Bahamas,
let's take a stand.
Come on! If you love the Bahamas,
raise up your hand.
If you love the Bahamas,
let's take a stand.
People come.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation. And live and in full effect this beautiful Monday afternoon live. With you, I am truly grateful to be in your company, guys. I hope you had a good weekend. I don't know what you did. I don't know, how you spent your weekend, but I'm hoping that it was relaxing. I'm hoping that in the second half of the year, that you get back into being able to take care of you and yourself. Come on, man. Me, myself, and Irene, this is important. Had a great opportunity to be able to do something that I haven't done for a very long time. And it was extremely relaxing. I was grateful to be able to have that kind of a time to myself. You know, just use this time for prayer. Just use this time to be able to make assessments of yourself and whether or not you're moving forward. I hope that you guys are doing the same thing. If you went out to Beat Retreat, if you went out to all those things, I'm grateful to you for being able to, you know, support what the Bahamas Secretariat is doing. You know, I think they're doing a wonderful job. One People United in Love and Service. We want to be able to see more of that. I'm hoping that we can formalize something and make something happen here on this space. But I'm always open to be able to talk about what they're doing and encourage them. Her Excellency, Leslie Miller Bryson, being able to do all that she's done. And all the wonderful persons over at the Bahamas Secretariat. So we're going to be able to talk about those. Guys, I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. 3411 AFS. If you're in the market for some insurance and you're looking to be able to get that thing taken care of, go and check them out. 3411 AFS. That's 3411 AFS. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They can take very good care of you if you're in the market for those particular things. So just do that. Ask for my good friend Etheric Bow. They can be able to do that in-house financing if you're looking for those particular things. Gotta shout those people out. Pick up a Guardian newspaper and see exactly what's going on. The Nassau Guardian explosive claims spark RBPF, Royal Bahamas Police Force. Probe, the CID chief goes on leave. And I don't know whether or not the paper actually speaks about it. I didn't have a chance to read the paper. but it's not just a leaf, it's a garden leaf. First time I heard it, I said, this is extremely tropical, sounds comfortable. I'd love to go on a garden leaf, right? And then I realized that it's not what we think, right? it's gonna be decent. All the information's in there. Cannabis bill is to be debated today. And then it's vertical blue competition suspended due to poor infrastructure on Long Island. Oh my goodness. This is how a senior officer is investigating. You got to be able to read that story and see exactly what's what. Guys, I got to say celebration and church today, on Sunday yesterday, Bahama Harvest Church celebrated none other than Jody and Dina Knowles, or Dina and Jody Knowles, who's done a tremendous amount of things and being able to do those things in tandem of being able to celebrate the 51st anniversary with a brand new message that's actually being able to come out there from Pastor Mario Moxie. It's a wonderful thing. We really, really enjoyed it. There were some great singers. I am so sorry I did not get your guys' names. Someone text me all their names. They were stupendous. They were absolutely phenomenal. I didn't sit where I normally sit because the church was booked right out, right? We sat up in the balcony and we truly, truly, we were blown away. So I got to say congratulations to those persons. Congratulations to both Dana and Jody Knowles for their commitment and their service to our community, their service to their occupations, their service to the position that they've been called to, and their humility in being able to approach that with this sort of a very clear understanding that do these things as unto you do unto the Father. So I'm very grateful to you guys, and I say congratulations on your next move and pray that the Father continues to be able to watch over you and orders your steps as you continue to be able to move onto your next tier from glory to glory. Talk to me. It's a beautiful day, guys. I want you to join in the conversation with me today. I won't be decent as I do this. I won't be decent as I take this kind of a approach, right? Oh, man, I say, Howard, don't get this flu. This beating me bad. Yeah, my wife kissed me the other day, and I felt mad stuffy. I said, listen to me, devil. Get thee behind me, Satan. I just want to be very clear, right? You see the little stuffy thing? Yeah, man. I can't deal with these things like this. And you know what happens is that you go in the cold and the hot. You got to be decent as possible as you do that. Guys, don't get sick. I had an opportunity to be able to go into the hospital this weekend. I washed my hand 98 times before I went into the ICU to be able to see remember I talked to my cousin? My cousin, she's up there. So I'm hoping that you guys are good. I want to talk to y'all like this, though. let's start this and let me be decent as I say this. For all the topics that we've had, for all the approaches that we've taken, for all the ways that we've sought to kind of to air out certain areas of corruption or perceived corruption socially, to talk about the transparency that's required in terms of being able to see the country move forward. Over the weekend, I listened to an hour and a half of voice notes and, you know, chatter and conversation in between. Just listening in. And I don't think I've wrapped my mind around what I'm hearing yet. I don't think I have. And for a lot of persons who would listen to those voice notes, I'm sure that people would say, my God, I knew it. And for a lot of persons who have this relentless faith in our system and in the men and women that govern over the system and watch over it, they're in absolute awe and shock. I can't believe it. I am one of the persons who just absorbs. I assess, and then I kind of talk about it all weekend. My wife keep trying to talk to me. I had my headphone on, just chilling, all weekend. I was listening to this thing, and between that, and like, did I tell you I enjoy listening to Celestia from The Master's Voice? Did you have a chance to listen to her? She's good. So between that and Celestia, I'm listening to these things all weekend. And then I take a real assessment of what we've seen coming into 2024. And even from a secular standpoint, being able to see, Howard, how are you going to tie this in? I'm going to tie it in. From a secular standpoint, to be able to see Cat Williams sit on Club Shay Shay, right? Shannon Sharpe's thing, podcast. And the level of sort of no holds barred transparency. And then he ends this thing by saying that 2024 is the year of exposure. I thought that was wild. I felt like this is wild. Like from a secular standpoint, this is mad wild. And then I realized that the gift, that your gift of being able to see and enunciate has no religious borders. This is your gift. And this comes without repentance. And so I assess that. And then I look at the months right after. I saw the amplification of how things are happening throughout the world. I saw even right down, let's get decent. Let's get decent. Right down to President Biden, Joe Biden, taking on a position to be able to debate Donald Trump. And now the Democrats have a problem with President Biden. I look at this and I realize that there's only so much you can do and you can hide behind these doors. There's only so much that you can hide behind this closet door that continues to pulsate and protrude. It's swelling at the seams. And 2024, for the most part, seems to be the year that is that proverbial straw that broke the camel back. We've always known that there is a level of transparency that is required. We've always known that you only could do so many things in the dark and come out to the light. As I read this story, look at the story, listen to these particular things, listen to the social commentary on it, I realized that I don't want to talk about it. Not ad nauseum, not in depth, because you don't know who is associated, you don't know who's offended, you don't know the ins and outs. And so you don't want to be able to make any wrong steps. But it begs the question in our 51st anniversary. Where have we gone, Bahamas? Where have we gone wrong? Where have we gone wrong? That even the perception, and let's just be decent about this. Let's be decent. There are some 3,000 people that work for the Royal Bahamas Police Force. And everyone's name is not called. So this is not a Royal Bahamas Police Force issue. It's not. This is an issue that came to light that we're identifying and they're dealing with it accordingly, with transparency. Let's be decent as we talk about these things, guys. I want to talk about this. And please know that my finger is on the trigger today. So when we open up the lines and you start to have a conversation, and yeah, this one called me, we click. Yeah, he said this, but we click. I don't want to know those things. I keep telling you. Names of individuals, that's not for me in my space. Concepts and ideas, allegations of an overarching thing that's the morality of this thing that's pulling down our country. Okay, yeah, we could deal with that. Yeah, you calling people name? That ain't doing me. No, that's not helping me. I can't do that. You only put me in a bad situation. But the concept associated with these particular things, we can talk about that. Let's do that. So give me the same story. Keep your people name. Keep the people name. Be decent. All right. As I say this to you, I want to paint a picture to you. I want to paint a picture about internal investigation. I want to paint a picture that requires a department that's set aside, that is even external, that can be able to come in, identify these particular things, capture the information, and deal with those persons that need to be dealt with accordingly. I must tell you this. I believe that the road to hell is definitely paved with good intentions. No matter the allegations or speculations, I believe that all men, all these men that gave themselves over in this society to the Royal Bahamas Police Force, often called the Babylon on the streets. The disdain associated with how men in their circles might have looked at them, their childhood friends. That sort of an idea that you have now become a traitor. That commitment that they initially made and stepped their foot over to commit themselves to the Royal Bahamas Police Force was a very, very strong decision. We commend you for the decision to serve. Over the course of time, many men loses focus on the objective. They lose focus on the goal. And then go back to what we call, and I often say to you, coasting, meandering. Merely existing through 12-hour shifts and going back to their homes where there is little to no productivity. This is not excusing. This is just the decisions that men make. Some of us as men, we decide that no one can see us. Some of us as men make very strong decisions that sometimes goes contrary to the objective and responsibility that you have and the position that you're in, the people that you serve. I'm not saying any of this is true. But I'm saying that if it is, that you knew that Reckoning Day was coming, somewhere deep within you. I want this to be sort of a clarion call for all those men and women in various subsectors of not only our government, but the private sector that continue to be able to siphon from the Bahamian people, from our labor, from our toil, from our wages. Someone got to tell you this. God don't like ugly. I believe we have to have a deeper conversation about this. And I can say to you that if the preamble at the beginning of this year that spoke to what our expectations could be for 2024, that this is the year of exposure, and we've seen significant exposure, both internationally, from a secular standpoint, within the church, from an international standpoint, locally within the church, if this is the expectation of what 2024 can be, in terms of the year of exposure, my God, ladies and gentlemen, y'all better strap in, because this gonna be long. Let's be decent. I want you guys to be able to join me in the conversation, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after this.
Bahamas, we coming.
Attention, pizza lovers. Marco's Prince Charles has the deal of the summer for you. Head in and order a mouth-watering large one-topping pizza for just $10. You heard right, just $10. Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today.
This amazing carryout offer is available for a limited time
and only at Marco's Prince Charles. This is a deal you don't want to miss because everything's better with Marco's.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful day, being able to talk about some things that matter to the country. As we step over to independence, one of the things that Ambassador Devin Rule would have said to us is that we find ourselves first year on the outer bands of the traditional concept and idea of independence in the country. And what I meant is that, and I'm sure that I kind of hacked it up for him, but his implications were is that the 50 years that we've identified as independence to finally get to our goal was the 50 years that it was represented by our forefathers, that the infrastructural development and growth that they have poured into the country, the concepts and ideas to ensure that there was a significant sense of growth here, that has come to an end from an official standpoint, that a great deal of the men who actually contributed to that found themselves transitioned and onto the other side. And now, this first year is the year on to our 50. This generation has a responsibility to contribute to that. So the very first year, the year of our contribution, the year of our position, the year that we can be able to say that, okay, it's our time now. As we look at this and make a determination, just by being able to assess these things, maybe sometimes there needs to be sort of a tilling before we can plant good seed. Is that me? Is that okay to say it like that? And I'm not talking about anyone specifically, because as the year came in, we started to have conversations about corruption. We started to have conversations about perceived corruption. We started to have conversations about the fact that if a New Day administration is dead steadfast on being able to rectify these things, then these are some steps that they're going to have to take. And sometimes, just the nature of politics itself doesn't even give you the opportunity to think about getting into some things. But my God, nature has a way of being able to bring the black hair to the surface itself. Let's talk like this, guys. Lines are wide open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Caller? That any caller?
Hello.
Hey, caller, I got you. Go ahead.
Good day to you, Howard.
Hey, good day, my brother. What's happening?
Listen, yeah, man. I was sitting down here thinking about the stuff that you was mentioning. It ain't just the police. It's everybody doing this, even the politician.
I know.
They give you all that fire and brimstone when they campaign on the campaign trail. When they get in, they're getting along to go along. Everybody fall in line and they do what the party say.
Wow.
I was thinking about also the police. It's hot, my brother. You turn on the air conditioning when you get in the car because you're out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't the police redesign the uniforms, man? You got all this new aerodynamic materials where you could actually wear a uniform and still do your job. But the fact that you ever see them police tunic and them pants they just wear, my brother? Man, listen to me. That woolen stuff that these niggas wearing, I say to myself, boy, this is so archaic. It ain't funny. So the glass screw up and the air condition on so they can stay cool. Shit, all this new technology here, shouldn't the car be equipped with a sound system so you could hear what's going on around you outside with the glass screw up?
So
they have the capacity to do that.
They may have it. They may have it. But can we afford it is a question that we get to have.
But listen to me. You could afford to buy a plane for $2.7 million and you can't equip your vehicles for the safety of the general public. I listen to these people talking about how the situation in Long Island there, how things going there. Man, listen, man. These niggas need to line up to one wall and throw some rock at them, man. And stone them.
Thank you, sir.
Because it don't make no sense the way these things turn and these people get away with it, man. Ain't nobody need somebody to put their hand on these people, man. Because you coming around people's house, boy.
I appreciate your telephone call.
Before you
cuss on these people radio, I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much. I see your impassioned position. I think all of us feel this way. I think all of us are looking in with these sort of an eyes to try to make a determination as to whether or not our leaders are thinking. Are you thinking? Are you accommodating these persons? Listen, man. Only Howard Grant. I agitating for you. I believe you should get paid more money. That's just Howard. This is me. I believe you should get paid more money. I do believe that. I believe our governments has a responsibility, not necessarily only trying to figure out how they can tax us, but how they can be able to make sure more money get in our pocket. I believe that if you're going to have a conversation about immigration and how you're going to eradicate all these people coming to the country, there should be a flip side to that conversation to identify how you're going to empower the people here so they could get pregnant, get married, have children, and be decent in the bar. I believe that. That's me. That's only Howard. I believe we have a lopsided conversation in this country. I believe politicians are trying to identify where they can be able to garner monies as opposed to being able to pour back into our society. I believe that. And their fruits are showing us the exact same thing. So when we see these things, if the men and women that we're putting in charge don't get it done, my God. Fellas who in Canada, in Fort Lauderdale, in Miami, in the back of the bush of Tallahassee, I don't know where these people is. But they ain't even concerned in the business that is theirs where they are. They're still concerned about this country. And as a result of that, some things come to the forefront. I'm not going to fight them. And this ain't the whole RBPF. This ain't all of y'all. Y'all are some good, decent people. I see one the other day, 12 and a half pounds, looked like she's 16. My God, praise God for you, baby. You're working. Keep doing well. I'm looking at you, and I'm proud that you have an opportunity to serve. I'm proud that no matter what background you came from, that you could take training and understand that you have an allegiance, not only to the force, but a responsibility to the people of this country. I am proud of you guys. But please know that there are potholes that you could stand in and fall in and sink. You got to be diligent. You got to watch. Telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Grant. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Man, everything all right, Mr. Grant. Everything Praise all God. Right. But, Mr. Grant, you were saying something about the leaders that be elected, they can't do it for us, et cetera, and little things I got, right? Well, I was listening to Mr. Lang's show the other day, last week, and he was talking about the banks. They were talking about the banks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Lang made a statement. Mm-hmm. And the statement Mr. Lang made was that he is on the side of banks and business. And he don't care what the public says. He is on the side of the banks and business.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me wonder, when did you have this mentality? Did you have this mentality when you were in the House? You know what I mean? Because we shouldn't want individuals who in the House who have the mentality of banks and business over the public. You know, we need a reverse. You know what I mean? We need leaders who will say...
Why are you in court, Chivago, and ask him about this?
Man, because, I mean, Howard, honestly and truthfully...
You expect me to sit here and talk about Chivago?
No, man. One day I called your show, right? And I've spoken about the pension and different little things. And, man, Mr. Lang took about 25 to a half hour on his show talking about that.
Yeah, because this is the area of expertise. He know it.
Yeah, but... No. He wasn't talking about that. He was criticizing me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was criticizing me. And he also criticized you, too, a little bit, because you agreed with me.
I ain't gonna fight him.
When you spoke about... When I spoke about all the debt, but we don't really have anything to show for it.
Oh, I'm not going to fight Chivago. This is his area.
No, but I'm only trying to show you how that we don't have the type of leadership. Like the individuals don't have the mentality to run this country. Integrity is not there. They have no idea or no concept of what it should be. I'm trying to show you how the leaders who we have in there are thinking, so that you can get the idea that we are hopeless.
Wow.
If you understand it's the concept, I'm trying saying. To bring to you now.
It's heavy what you're saying.
You know, because see. Because Mr. Grant, if you were to be in government, Mr. Grant, and you had the chance to like do something for the country, you'd expect that if you did things, the things that you would brag about would be something that if you brag about it, a person could look at it and say, boy, you know something, that is a great thing that Howard did for real, you know. You understand where I'm coming from, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're trying to make a mountain out of Ant Hill as it relates to what you did. If you're trying to make something that you did seem to be way more than it is, I mean, like it just goes to show your level of excellence.
Wow. Let me tell you what I'd like you to do for me. I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly for that. I'd like you to call Zhivago Show. I'd like you to call Zhivago and have a conversation with him and talk about these things, because even as hosts, we differ in our opinion about what we believe can happen and what we believe can move the country forward. And so I always, though I may debate with him, I always takes Zhivago expertise and his posture, his position, and the proximity that he had to what was going on, what we're talking about. I take those things into consideration. I do. And so I listen. I do. And I don't believe that Zhivago have all the answers, nor do I believe that I have all the answers, but I believe that in the multitude of counsel, there's wisdom. Let's be decent. Amen? Amen. So let's be decent about those things. I ain't here to chop down Zhivago. I'm not going to do that. Okay? And I really do appreciate you, but I just want to be able to say this like this. We look for the best and brightest amongst us. We do. Sat down to church yesterday, Pastor Mario Moxie started to have this kind of a conversation about the fact that, and he listed all the members of parliament of the time, right? All the men and women who were responsible for leadership during the time of independence when he stepped over, right? And then he put their ages beside them, right? And the average age, I don't know, it was like maybe, I don't know, it was like 47, I don't know, something like that, right? It was young, right? The oldest men in there were, I think Milo Butler, they were in their 60s, but they weren't just like 60-year-old, oh my God, what am I going to do? They're 60-year-old, vibrant, and they understood what their responsibilities were. So they were in this kind of a position. And so he broke it down. He said that Lyndon Pinder was the 13th oldest, right? So he was number 13. Out of all the men that served, he was number 13 in his oldest position, and he was leader. He was leader. And so I looked at that and I assessed it, and he started to have this kind of a conversation. He asked all the persons between the ages of 26 to about 37 to stand. He said, well, this is your time. This is your time. And you should look at the faces. I mean, these are young faces. These aren't, if you look at the 36-year-old 50 years ago in comparison, 36-year-old now, these 36-year-olds look like babies. Them 36-year-olds, they done been through war. They done been through trial and tribulation. My God, they ain't got no teeth. This is back in the day. Now they fresh. All the eyelashes on, the hair done, all these things off of daddy and mommy money, most of them. Not all. And I looked at that and I said to myself, this is crazy. And so when he said that you are the leaders, a lot of them looked at each other and started to kind of affirm with this sort of, I'm the leader. Oh, yes, I am the leader. They're not necessarily confirmed in their mindset that they are the leader. Now, let's be decent. I'm getting somewhere with this. As you look at this and you make this kind of a determination, in our society, we chose from the brightest minds that present themselves. As a result of the education that we've had during our roughest times, and the trials and tribulations that we went through and our forefathers had to fight for us to get to a position that had good times, and we had access to education, we cloak our kids. Many of them don't even know what happened in the paper. Can I say this to you? We cloak our kids. They don't know what's happening outside. They don't know what's happening internationally. They don't know what's happening nowhere. They just don't know. And then you say that these are the leaders. And that's why our society looks over them. Because good times created weak men. We've been going through good times. And the support of even the narcotics that we had that built our nation very quietly, that a lot of persons don't like to acknowledge, that put your people, gave them an opportunity on your generational property to have a little triplex, to put a little business up, to do this, to do that. It built a nation. And during this good times that we were in, and the access to education, we've created ourselves weak men. Now we're finding ourselves in tough times again. And it'll take strong men in this time to get us through. Now we're going to see the emergence of that again. I just want to be as decent as possible. Shivago Lang and many of the men and women that were chosen during the state, during the time or the stint of Hubert Ingraham's era, were men that he had to sift through a good time period. My God, I just get preachy. And chose them as bright bulbs and lights to come to this particular fool and contribute. Don't fight the man. You can't fight him. He was chosen to be placed in this kind of a position. Chosen when everyone else was lackadaisical and content with this sort of an environment, continue to be able to celebrate the hotel, the this, the that, so forth and so on. Someone had to be chosen. And these are the men that we chose during our good times. Now we're getting back to hard times. You're fighting tradition, you're fighting principle, and you're fighting a mindset. These are all strong things. I just want to be decent. You realize that the tides are shifting. We're no longer in good times in this country. We got to get back to a space and a place where we could be able to grow. Let me take this last commercial break, guys, and then we can be able to talk and then go to break. Go to news. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Looking for great device deals and offers this summer? Look no further! Alive has special discounts on the latest smartphones, Ring devices, and accessories. Plus, as an Alive customer, you can expect exclusive Get Extra offers and rewards, which means even more value for your money. We're talking more data, prizes, and surprises. Upgrade with us and experience the perfect summer with Alive in-store or at bealive.com/deals.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the family island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, 96.9 FM radio. How granted your company. This is the All Texas are wild today. Let me see if I can read a couple of these texts, right? Somebody text me and say, Howard, let me see if I can read it. I can read it, right? So it says, Howard, I hope they didn't have you running afraid to speak. It is clear as day that's what's happening after listening to those voice notes! Exclamation mark. There's a text that's coming through, right? So it says, the year of exposure, Howard, the RBPF is compromised and lack integrity. Now that is too strong. I can read it for you, but I can say to you, and all members of the police force and all members of the uniform arm, they need to hear this. You need to hear this. You need to hear this. This is what they're saying about you. This is what they're saying about you. This is what they're saying about your authority. I don't know if you're involved or you ain't involved, but this is what they are saying about you. That when they look at you with your red stripe and your blue shirt and your high, your beret on or your beret on and all these particular things, your posture and all your training, they're looking at you. This is what the people looking at you and saying. As a result of what's happened over the past week in this country, They don't know who you is. They don't know your number on your shirt. They only know the presence of your uniform. And as a result of what they are seeing, this is a text that people send me. They said, the RBPF, that means all of y'all, my God, is compromised and it lacks integrity. Now, that can't be. That ain't what your mother send you from the outer island. They say, baby, go to Nassau and go to the police camp and do what you got to do. You make us proud, baby. You're doing so well. Oh, my God, mommy love you. That ain't what they send you for. That ain't that pride that you carry in your heart to know that at the end of the day, you as a good, decent human being, to be able to uphold the standards of this country. That ain't what you getting this for. That you, who only getting your little $2,000 a month, my God, you owe Furniture Plus, you owe the bank, you owe for your car, you're trying to figure out if you could get a girlfriend. You! They are talking about you. You! Who had to get into alcoholism a great deal of y'all. Nothing about it, it'll be decent. To try to forget the pain that you have to endure, what you have to see when you go into these people's house. My God, I'm getting preachy with you. When you go into these people's house, rape victims, murders, shot, stabbed, people who thiefing, drugs, people who you're going to school with, my God, you can't believe that this is what we come to. How are you going to forget it? Let's go down to the barricade, the barracks, I'm sorry, and have a little taste. Let's take a taste. Let's see if we can forget it enough that we could forget. Now, your mouth roars pink, but your mind and your spirit filled with images of this country that you can't shake. But you decided that you're going to serve. And they saying to all of y'all, you who got 5 children on your $2,000 salary and fall in love with the next woman who is a police officer also. My God. Now, 2 of y'all bringing 1 salary in here and you're praying to God that you could get out of this apartment to get a house. But nobody never gives you nothing. You never take a bribe in your life. This is what they saying to you. This is what they're saying to you. They're saying that the Royal Bahamas Police Force is compromised and lack integrity. That can't be everybody. It can't be everybody. But you sitting there on the force and ain't saying nothing either. You want me to say it for you. You sitting right there, you didn't hear all the sip-sip, you didn't look at certain WhatsApp, you didn't see these things, and you say nothing about it. Nothing. But they label, they put the blanket on the whole Royal Bahamas Police Force and say it is all of y'all. My God, it can't be all of y'all. But you wouldn't say who it is. And them fellas wouldn't buy you a beer. My God. But you wouldn't say snitches. That's the same principle on the streets. Snitches get stitches. That's the principle on the street. I don't know none of these people. None. Nuns. I know none. So you can't ask me. I don't know. But you do. Your proximity, your position, the murmurings that existed even when you got into the police force. The name where they called certain people in certain high-ranking positions to indicate that there's something off with this. You letting the people talk about you like this in your job and your profession? Oh, okay. Well, if you can take it, then okay, that's what it is. If you can, but how are letting people say what they say? Hey, it is what it is. But if you want it to be what you believe it should be, and the integrity for some reason is woken up in your spirit to kind of get something done, well, let's get something done. Because this can't be the legacy of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. This can't be it. These people keep the country safe for years. We watch all fight for years. We understand as we watch you and at the top of the organization when there's a political wrangling going on. We understand. We understand how you've been manipulated over the years and used as a political football. You get increase, you get promotion, you get this, some fellas get superseded. My God. But now this is a whole different ball game. This ain't politics. This corruption. This thiefing. This murder. This movie status. And you will put the same old label on it? It is what it is. Well, if that's what it is, my brother, I'm not going to fight you. Let me take this quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
The foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, here live and in full effect, trying to be able to talk with decency, trying to structure our conversations accordingly without being able to touch and step on the toes of any individuals. I just won't be decent as I say this, because the issue has nothing to do with what has come forward. My God, can we say that? Yes, Howard, we're dealing with what's here. Of course we're dealing with what we can see. We're dealing with what we could see. This is what we could see. This is what we've seen. This is what you've shown us. And then you put the people on garden leave. Okay, no problem. We're dealing with what we could see. Howard, you can't expect us to deal. No. But we know the nature of how life works. That whilst only 10% of the iceberg or 20% of the iceberg shows to us, there is a deep-rooted issue that needs to be unearthed. Can we say this? This is the iceberg that is seeking to pull down SS Bahamas corruption. And as you listen to the chief of police being able to take on the position to say that the concepts and ideas that continues to be able to project the banner that stands for the Royal Bahamas Police Force, which is integrity, which is courage, which is loyalty, should still stand strong. And it can't stand strong if my text is saying they lack integrity. My God, they already done stripping your banner. Socially, they done stripping your banner. The road was hot Saturday. I'm not talking about 195,000 degrees. I am talking about the presence of police officers everywhere. As I look at it, I try to make a determination as to why we're seeing this today. And I've seen these things in movies before, you know. Some of these things, you can't make it up. Some of these things feels like a script. And you look at this and you make a determination as to where do mother sick, I cannot believe this. The chief of police says that there's no one is above the law. Not even the fellows who are writing it. I just have to put that caveat in there for you. not even the chief of police. No one is above the law. I agree with him. I agree with him 100%. Now, I can tell you one thing. To all of you who could hear me, I want you to hear me. Hear me in the spirit. All of you who could hear me, members who had any affiliation with this, all of those who could hear me, turn yourself in. Amen? The government don't have money and time to waste. Turn yourself in. Turn yourself in. You have made a very strong decision. You took your daddy name, the last name that your father has given you. You put it in the force, the police force. Your father was proud of you, many of you. Your mother was proud that you made this decision. They wanted you to go to school, but you wanted to serve the country. And you found yourself in this position. Fix this. Fix this. With the same conviction that you said, I can do this. No one will ever know. And your strength to do it and in such a professional manner that you've done it, stand up and step down. You have brought shame to the Royal Bahamas Police Force. You have brought shame to your family's name. And you're wrong for that. But your lust, your desire, your greed has placed you in this position. Now, you must, as a man, as a woman, with the strength that you have, make a decision to step down. Everybody know that? Everybody know that. You only could go so far, you can get catch. Don't wait for them to drag you out your mother house. Don't do it. Don't wait for them to come and say pictures round and put your papers on you, all these things they didn't call your name and your mother name and your granddaddy name. Because your granddaddy was a good police officer. And this was a legacy that he said service to country was above all. And you took that on. And my God, you squandered that because of greed. You needed to have more than this $2,400, $2,500 that the government given you. And the only way you could see doing that is the thief. Wild. Just be decent with it. Give me a call, guys. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796, live and in full effect, being able to chop these things down. And we're talking the way that we're talking because it's just time. It's just time. We've seen enough of this. We've had enough of this. It is exhausting. It's just time. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead, caller.
You hear me, Howard?
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, let's have to go deeper than if that guy, the head, everything is true about the reports, and everything, just have to go deeper. Or infiltrated in the police organization that we possibly realize.
Mm-hmm.
I know over the past 5 years, there's been a lot of cases where they're talking about police detention and just like that, all that foolishness. He wasn't believing it, but the chief officer that division get, catch the conversation or whatever. You don't know what to believe or what to think right now.
My God.
Crazy about it. It was supposed to be our protector. You know what I mean? To protect and serve. Now we're looking at them side eyes. And there's another gang on the street.
And guess what? And then, listen to me. We, as the public, looking at all of them the same way. All. And you cannot put everybody in the bucket.
Exactly.
You can't put everybody in the same bucket. Some of these people right now, they got big hole in their socks. They can't afford a 12-pack of socks.
That's right.
They got to go and see
hard,
them. They're working hard. They won't work 2 12-hour shifts just to see if they can pay rent.
That's some of them.
Everybody can't be in the bucket. But we don't know who to differentiate. In the bucket, my God, you can't even come to work with the fake gold watch no more. My God, you're looking at your heart. So this is the one right here. This one right here. This is the citizens. Eco Drive. That's him. That's what you got to face now.
It's sad, but you're absolutely correct. Sad to face. And I hope they do a full infiltration and a full investigation. And a lot of people, like you said, come forward and get themselves in, man. So, like you say, that's their name. That's all you have.
That's all you got.
Your father's name, your grandfather's
that's
name.
That's all you got.
You put a legacy person.
That's
you
all you
got. So, come on, man.
I appreciate the telephone call, man. Thank you so much for that, man. I really do appreciate your telephone call, right? I want to say some things as I listen to this and I talk about these things. Somebody, you all think I should be making joke about these things. I'm serious, you know. I'm talking to you and you laughing when I say this, but you know from here to God that I'm telling you the truth. Y'all in your mind right now trying to assess who got three car on the police force. Who then start business on the police force? Who keep traveling on the police force? You are right now, you trying to differentiate yourself and you're looking at these people and you're going through your head and writing these things down and trying to be able to assess, okay, this must be these particular persons. Tell me if I lie. You're doing it. Huh? How can this man afford that and all of us on this salary here? That's what you're getting through right now. On the force. We, as the public, looking at you and one blanket on all of y'all. My God, this one is getting his hair cut X amount of times. He must be rich. Very superficial. Because that's a community that we live in. That's where we live. And it starts from the top, go down. Have some integrity, because I promise you, if you are committed to what you say you're committed to and being able to bring in those international persons, and I want to ask, you know, y'all say Scotland Yard. Now, I hear that for all my life, Scotland Yard. Talk with clarity from a commission standpoint and all these particular things. Let's have a very clear understanding. Bring your investigative squads with persons from outside of this country that have no affiliation. They have no skin in the game. None. They don't know nobody from nobody. They come in here collecting information, assessing the information, and bringing those persons to the forefront. Yeah, that's what we want to see. That's what the new day administration should bring us. This is a new day. We are rooting out corruption. We are weeding out corruption. Yeah. That's what I'm going to see. Officers can't. Before you get booked, the fella's walking up to your car. You know why he stopped you? Man, I ain't got no money, man. I ain't got no money. You're then ready in your mind. Listen, man. I ain't got no money. You think everybody want to bribe? That is not the Royal Bahamas Police Force. My God, you all got a responsibility to weed this out and fix this. Or else you will have anarchy in your country. Nobody will respect you. They'll show you a good face, but they care nothing for you. Then, boom, vigilante justice gets an increase in this country. Simply because they can't come to you. You've not proven yourself in these particular instances. Government of the Bahamas, when this is done, you give these fellas $1,000 increase per month. That's $12,000 for every one of them. No politics associated. How we can afford that? No, you better figure it away. Figure it away. These people got to take care of their children, take care of all these things. They already disdained. They need to take care. Listen, take care of our country. Take care of these men. Don't let them put them in a position that they think they could thief. They could do this, they could do that. No one will find out. It's time to be able to move with the times. You can't have this casual conversation about living wage and don't apply it. Let's see it applied. These people can't afford this. You can't afford this. Let's be decent. Lines are wide open. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, yeah. I'm listening to you talk, right? But it's like everybody looking at the police, right? Just like everybody, like you said earlier, it starts from the top, okay? The police don't make the laws. They're enforcers of the law, okay? And people don't understand that. And just like this country is just corrupt from the top, go down. Okay? You can't blame the police for everything. The people who are in charge
have to
take responsibility. Not you. The people in charge of the country, the leaders, they have to take responsibility. And you know how hard it is to be good? It's very hard to be good, but people don't understand it. But they reward all the bad people. Check out all the things what they do in this country. They reward everybody who's doing things illegal. They give them reward. But the persons who are there, they're like you say, officers are there with holes in their socks. People don't understand it. It's very hard to be good, but you don't get any reward for being good. You get reward for being bad in
this country. My God, I appreciate your call. Thank you, man. I appreciate your telephone call. That's unfortunate, and that's some of the things that we've seen in this country. And you'd promote your guy, because he's a PLB. Are you trying to figure out and sift through, did this one vote for the FNM? Because he's the FNM, and the FNM. That's what you're doing. These fellas out here, 12 o'clock in the night. Their wife, when they come back home, they midnight, they working from midnight to midday. When they come home, their wife to work. They got to sleep on 5-6 hours before they can catch themselves. They don't get a chance to be able to see their children. They're going through all these things to put a couple dollars on the table to hope to God they get overtime for the government to tell them that we ain't paying overtime this month. But what the hell you mean you ain't paying overtime this month? I work this month. I worked overtime this month. I mean, you can pay me. When we are in a position to do so, we will do so. This is what you're dealing with. This is what you're dealing with. And I can't tell the landlord that. I can't tell the landlord. Hey, listen, I ain't getting overtime this month. No. I pay you out of the overtime. I can't pay you my regular pay, or else my children can't eat. No. They share shoes right now. I can't do that. I can pay you out of the. I can't tell the landlord that. I get to pay him now, or my children can get wet in the night. This is the government of the Bahamas. You're pushing these people into positions that to compromise themselves. Pay the people their overtime in Jesus' name, amen. They didn't work it. They didn't work it. Get the money, pay the people their overtime now. Pay them. You didn't ask them to do it, pay them. Now you find yourself in this position with your hand at your ass and you can't even, oh my God, I can't believe that these are what the hell do you think? What you think? Somebody was going to thief. Let's be decent in this country. This come from all the way to the top. And the inconsistency of how you have dealt with these people because you believe that you've conditioned them to accept whatever you put on them. And that's what has happened in this society. And you come with people and say, well, you don't understand. You don't understand. This is just how the government goes. Everybody have to amalgamate their thoughts and recalibrate their thinking of how to be professional when they're dealing with the government of the Bahamas. Every single person who dealing with trying to get money from the government have to recalibrate your mind to accept the fact that you might not get paid for 3 years, but my God, the government money can is sure money you can get paid. When the hell I can get paid? When I can get paid? You can get paid, Howard. Don't worry. You can get, sir, I have to worry. I got to pay school fee. I have to worry. I got to pay the doctor. I got to worry. I got to pay a light bill. You can't do that to BPL. Oh, but you know I work for government. I'll pay that in December. No, but you know I work for government. I'll pay that before election. That don't work like that. Somebody got to say these things, you know. Let's be decent. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Afternoon, Howard.
What's happening?
It is so strange, right? 40 years ago, somebody, some station came here and do the documentary. They put it on YouTube 12 days ago. It's called Way Back Archives. So people go to YouTube and search Way Back Archives. I see plenty of picture on the come up on the screen. And he was railing against us smoking marijuana. But the boys smoke marijuana all day. And he's tired of it. The country was going to be ruined. And I was, he said, drugs taking over this whole country. It was 1983. And he really and he asked the U.S. government to help him save his country. And the man went undercover around here. And The boy tell him, oh, the police are in our back pocket. And they went, and the police told you, want me to dope? Said, there it is, that the police is still thief the dope. So the feds tell him that the before, 40% of the police force on the take, 40%, it was 1983. I mean, you have to see that the documentary.
Way Back Archives?
Way Back Archives.
This on YouTube.
It is called 1983 Special Report. Bohemian cocaine and marijuana trade.
Special.
I mean, Finland really listening. And now we're trying to make marijuana legal. Finland fought against it because he said that's going to ruin the country. Young men are going to work. Mama, they said, when they wake up, they smoke dope. When they wake up, they go to bed, they smoke dope all day. And he's tired of it. It's making them lethargic.
Wake up. First thing they do is wake up and then they smoke dope.
Smoke the dick up for finding a joint.
This he said,
find a joint to smoke. No. Well, he's thinking in the morning, he said, 83, here's a young man in this country. That's why he wanted to do the national service.
But
that's when they block him.
I believe that, though.
Look at the way.
1983, everybody was in smoking dope. 1983, everybody was in smoking dope.
But he said, listen, crack was out. He said, all young boys in this country is smoking dope.
My God. I wish
it's there, but that picture is so clear.
I can go look for it. Way Back Archives,
Way
83
Back Archives,
Special Report.
On YouTube.
Okay.
Go on that search.
Thank you, man. I can go check it out. Thank you so much for your telephone call. I believe it, though. I can't believe it. I got 83? 83 years old. In 1983, I was 2 years old. 83, I was 2 years old. Okay? My father was one of those guys who had a big afro, right? And he used to hang out, and his mother used to make him, don't, whatever, right? You never go around those things. When I was growing up, I remember fellas hanging out on Pinedale Corner and different corners and whatnot, hanging out, smoking. But I don't think, there was always this niche grouping, this contingent of people who was into the same thing, right? There was this kind of a birds of a feather concept. That doesn't happen now. Your girlfriend is smoke now. Right now. And she's found a way to be able to keep her teeth pristine. She's doing the little oil pulling thing to keep her teeth nice and crisp while she does this. This is just what people do. So I know that in this time, people are making decisions independently, individually, as opposed to the group mentality that existed back in the 80s. It was different. So I can't believe this Way Back Archives, because just a couple of years before that, you would say that crack cocaine was not brought to the Bahamas. So I can't fight these external reports. I can't believe all them. When they come here, all this paradise they can see, they only can see the devil. They need to stop. I'm not going to fight them. Let's take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Howard.
What's happening with you? You echo now. That's your radio? Fix that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
A pleasant good afternoon, man.
What's happening, my brother?
Howard, what do you say you're on point? Howard, there's going to be a whole lot of purging going on.
Mm.
First thing. The second thing has been reported of all the garbage on Goodman's Bay. And I don't understand why a number of garbage trucks have not gone down there yet and cleaned up all the mess. How can you celebrate something like that?
I like what you're saying.
Come on, Howard.
You're talking
good. Better. Get the Minister of Environment, the man who's responsible for beating food.
I can text him right
and
now.
And all of those other people can let you.
You ain't got a picture, say. Let's make it dramatic. There,
let them go down there and see what fruit there is.
You so have any pictures?
Family I'm going to take down there in Woodman's Lake to have a good time.
I like what you say.
It makes no sense.
So it's in poor condition. When was your last time out there?
Yeah, I got to put some jets on my shirt.
When the last time you've been to Goodman Bay? You been today or yesterday?
No. Just from reliable sources.
Okay, I'm going to go fight you. I can accept that.
Yeah.
I can call the minister and let him know.
Yeah, call all of them, Howard, and let him see.
I can call the minister. And the Minister of State. He probably listening to me.
Now.
If he's available, no, I think they're in the house. If they're available, they just popped into their car. He's probably listening to me. Minister Vaughn Miller in the position of Minister of Environment and also Minister of State Zane Lightburn. We want to be able to talk to you guys and talk about the cleanup for Goodman's Bay, all right? Now, we know after the holiday on Wednesday, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a lot to deal with. But if you could put a crew out there, not if, put a crew out there, clean up the place for the purposes of those who want to carry their families out there. I sat down this morning and I saw some guys being able to clean up from afar off, right? Was that Goodman Bay that I saw? Yes, it was, right? I was turning the curb, go slow Ben, and I saw, I think they got two machines out there just being able to kind of rake and comb the sand. So I don't know whether or not that was the contribution that they cleaned up out there. But please, ministers, send someone out there, do a wellness check to find out exactly what's what. If it need to be able to rectify, drop your team. I see 9,674 people on ROR key. I'm sure you can send half of them over there to make some things happen. Let's be able to do that. Let's take the next telephone call. Caller on the line, go ahead. Go ahead. Caller. You got to listen on the radio, caller.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening?
Good day, how you doing?
All is well, man. What's happening with you?
Yeah, that thing what they mentioned about this garbage thing on the beach. Mm-hmm. I think 52 calling early on hearing them shows.
Is it filthy?
Well, I think he said he took some video or something with it.
52. I know you're listening. Shoot the video to me, 827-0111.
Other than that, you know, what's his name? Mikhail? Hello.
Hi, radio.
Mikhail Bonamy. He charged the beach and parks.
Yes.
So, you know, call out him and tell him he need to clean up that beach.
Yes, I got his number also. I'll call him.
Okay, another thing. They screaming about the potholes and all the lack of things that the government is doing with fire engine and Rhode Islands and the plane and all these kind of things, right? But what we're forgetting is they have to remind the government that we're still waiting for national lottery because the history of lottery takes care of all of these things, right?
National lottery.
Yeah, man. That's what the history of lottery does. You know, Google it. Study it. Lottery, that's what it's created for.
I like
it. In the first place, to take care of the government and the people and whatever taxes, to keep taxation of people and to facilitate whatever the country needs.
I thank you for your call, my brother. You're a good, decent man. I do appreciate your contribution to talk about these things. Mikhail Bonaby, you're also one of the persons I got to be able to reach out to. Just in decency, you hear me talk to you on the radio, so you know I can call you. 52-827-0111. If you got video recording of it, I'd love to be able to send that to the guys and be able to make that happen. All right, quick commercial break. Be right back after this. The foundation.
Foundation. Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company. Somebody just texted me and said, Howard, I am on Goodman Bay every single day. Every morning, God send. And I have the health and the strength to be able to get up and get out there to do it. I'm on Goodman Bay taking a walk every day. Now, I can say that they need some infrastructural development and to do some things, but there is always someone out there cleaning up Goodman's Bay. That's why I asked. I told you from afar off when I turned Go Slow Ben, I saw the guys from a distance on two machines raking this thing. I said, well, okay, I didn't even know they had that over there. I'm turning the corner this morning, Go Slow Ben, and I saw that, right? So for all those persons, please send me this stuff. Send me the information, and we'd be more than happy to kind of send that over to the requisite persons responsible. So we could be able to rectify this before Wednesday. Lines are wide open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
Quick question. The first thing the minister did, he stopped the prep walk, right? The prep walk. But we don't have the mock-ups of these people. It's like the first act he did, he just, he, like he's working with his clients. We have no mugshot of people. Imagine, we have Donald Trump mugshot. He's the president and he's a billionaire. We have his mugshot. Why are they going to keep us in the dark? They wait, your cat is the prep walk.
Let me ask you this question. Do we see mugshots of all the criminals?
Whoever you want to, we're here.
Yeah. Locally.
We don't see none now. We used to see the purple walk. But we have nothing now. Now, they go in the back of the jail, let you off.
Minister of National Security indicated that that was unnecessary at one point.
We need to know. That's a public notice. If you've been arrested, get your mugshot. I noticed the purple walk was kind of dangerous, but we should see your mugshot. You've been arrested. I mean, this is crazy stuff we're doing here. But anyhow, go back to way back archives.
Yeah, you said
see how bad this place was in 83. Drugs was rampant. The pillin was just at its wit's end with marijuana and cocaine.
Wow. Okay, you said that. Right. Thanks, man. I appreciate your telephone call. Let's read this story, because let's be decent about this. It says, the head of the Criminal Investigation Department is under investigation after a viral voice note involving him circulated last week. Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernandez said, in response to the recent circulation of the voice notes involving Chief Superintendent Michael Johnson, officer in charge of the Criminal Investigation Department, I want to assure the public the Royal Bahamas Police Force takes these allegations very seriously. Fernandez said that the statement on Friday that we are committed to maintaining the highest standards of integrity and professionalism within our ranks. Chief Superintendent Michael Johnson has consented to proceed on garden leave. Nobody's locked up. Nobody's locked up. The story didn't say nobody get locked up. Let's read it further. Pending the thorough investigation into the matter to ensure continuity and uphold our commitment to the public safety, Chief Superintendent Anton Raming will assume the responsibilities of the officers in charge of the Criminal Investigation Department during this period, which is a garden leave. Once you want to see the people mugshot, nay, nobody get locked up. You see his paper in every page. Every paper in the country today got this man picture out. his daddy last name all over the place, Johnson. If his daddy is living, or if he is passed on, he's looking at this and saying, Jesus, you got to deal with that. Johnson, his brothers, if he got brothers, looking at him saying, mother's sick. Just my brother. You got to deal with that. What else you want? I'm sure when the Royal Bahamas Police Force decides to be able to take the next step, this man will have to go through it just like every other criminal or perceived criminal. Now, is everybody innocent until proven guilty? Yes. However, in this society, based upon perception, based upon your background, your upbringing, based upon your proximity, your geographical location, you may just start off on the wrong side of the situation. You may start off a little bit guilty, and they try to pull you to innocence. My God. And that's a hard yuck. They got to put them tugboat rope, they got to draw that around you and pull you back to the center. That's what they got to do. Because your geographical location, your background, your upbringing, your family, the structure thereof says in many instances based upon other situations that you already done guilty. Now the whole community got to come out and say, no. TJ was always a good boy. TJ ain't never kill a fly. I telling you, he used to let them stay right on him. Never move his hand yet. That's how you get to get pulled back to true north. But for the most part, when it's them, not us now, when it's them, which is the external, which is the grassroots, which is the lowly people, when it's them, you start off guilty. When it's us, persons who are elevated, who've been exposed, who got relationships, who got position, who got this, who got that, it's a different situation. Now here comes another conversation. Equality. Commonwealth. But you ain't gonna talk about that. I'm not gonna fight you. Lines are wide open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Mr. Grant, the commissioner said that the office is innocent. The officer, I'm sure that's what you meant, is innocent until proven guilty. I agree. But this officer was caught on audio tape. Now listen, it's 2024. Let's be decent. We've already heard the office of the prime minister bring out socially that there could be deep fakes, which I can't fight him. But there should be some equipment to identify and sort of decode and to identify whether or not these things are deep fakes or not. You got to find out that stuff. He says, his hand is in the cookie jar. What more do you need? You need more. You don't want nobody putting you or your children or your wife or your cousin or your auntie in jail off of these speculations where they manipulate things that make it look like what it looked like. This was not a skit. He was resisting. This was a real negotiation going on. He should be fired now. Let's be decent and allow the law to take its course. Okay. Text says, who can we trust? Let me take a call. A call on the line. Go ahead.
Hiya, Howard. Good day. Man.
What's up?
Listen, I agree with the press secretary from the prime minister's office with this one. I think it's AI. Because it's impossible for somebody who's supposed to be carrying out the rule of law to be
Hold on. Use my girl. Let's do this. It's impossible for someone who's been so close to Jesus Christ to man, they walk with Jesus Christ every day. You think they can go against him? Never.
Hold on.
They will never go against Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ shows up and says, Peter, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me. Treat who, Jesus? Never. Not me.
Exactly.
Me.
Exactly.
So now let's go. If they could betray Jesus for 40 pieces of silver, if Peter, who now is ascended to a position where he get the keys to the gates of heaven,
mm-hmm.
could deny Jesus Christ. You think mere men can do these things?
But you know, it might have been AI back then, too. You know how it
you are wilding out. You are wilding out.
Now you get my point.
Okay, I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to fight you.
But at the end of the day, I am with Mr. Pintad on this one. I think Scotland Yard, because haven't we done work with Scotland Yard before?
Yeah.
Because
when I grow up, I always used to hear these things.
These police come within squads. So nine times out of ten, one or two persons in that investigation section may be a squaddy to the gentleman.
My God.
So, and the one thing they tend to do is they try their best.
That's the third part of it. It is courage, integrity, and loyalty.
Exactly. And
the courage and integrity, that is for the external aspect. The loyalty, that's internal. We exactly. loyal to each other.
But I need you to find out for me, what is a garden, garden release?
Is he put out
to pasture or something?
No. He's taken a leave where he's taken a few days off. He's not fired. He's still accepting his payment, so forth and so on, pending an investigation. That's just essentially what it is.
So that's what a garden leave is?
Yeah, a garden leave.
Oh, okay.
So you ain't fired, but they decided to be able to put you out from day-to-day operations until they...
He's probably still at work, but he's still on that stand.
No. He ain't at work. He ain't nowhere around here. But he's getting his monthly check. They haven't stopped that. Until they find out everything, then they're going to be able to kind of either reinstate him in his position and be able to deal with it, or they're going to be able to prosecute accordingly. So they're going to be able to find that out.
Moving forward, then, I hope they keep the public up to date
What's
going on, because, you know, after the investigation started, they start to see things going not favorable. They tend to back down on giving information.
No,
and that's where the speculation walks in. So I hope they remain open with what's going on, so we can see that they are being fair and honest. That is my biggest thing. I want to see them being fair and honest. I don't want them to take the same trend as how the present government is moving. You would hear A, and then after that you hear nothing else about it. Everything is left to speculation. Please do not, Mr. Commissioner, do not allow this to be left to speculation. We don't have a wayward feeling when it comes to the police as is. Because we always had an idea in the back of our minds that corruption is deep within. Now this makes it seem like it's actually what we were thinking all along. Don't leave no more to speculation.
I like what you say. It make it seem, because you ain't saying it is. We ain't find out yet. We got to find out. Let's be decent.
You ain't saying it is. But
I appreciate you.
AI was a back in Peter Dave.
You need to stop. Thank you, baby. I appreciate your telephone call. Thanks so much. I just want to shoot straight with these particular things. As I look at this, as I think about this, as I think about these particular things, we just got to be decent. Let it flow. Let it deal with what it has to deal with, and be able to come with transparency and accountability and talk about those things. This man was eating pork chop. I don't know who fried that for him. That looked like chicken. I said, well, this look nice, right? He eating pork chop with his gold teeth, biting down on these things and say, yo, man, listen, he flipping through accents again. One time he sounded like a Haitian. One time he sounded like a Bahamian. One time, I don't know what this is. I'm watching the thing. This is extreme. But this man got me captivated. And he eating chicken and pork chop and having big conversation in the background and dropping bombs on the situation. I'm watching it. I said, what the hell is going on here? My wife didn't reject this now. She didn't reject. Listen to me. When she heard it, she said, this man is a liar. I said, baby, hold on. We don't know nothing but nothing. We got to see. We got to look. And she said, them people ain't do that. He look at this. This man called everybody name. Everybody. He started to talk about their preference. All these things. I'm looking at this, and I say, this is too much. And so I hope that the Royal Bahamas Police Force doesn't have on kiddie gloves when they're dealing with this. Because this is the integrity of the division that you decided to serve. You took an oath, a commitment to serve, sir, ma'am. them time away from your mother when you couldn't go see her and you was in the police camp getting cussed out, dragging through the water and all these, the only person we could see, the only time we ever see any entertainment of looking at that is when Prophet Lawrence Roll gone through it with the water, they throw the water on him and we laugh. That's it. Other than that, this is serious business. The public ain't got nothing to do with this. There is a brotherhood. There is an allegiance. There is an alliance among y'all. That's where the loyalty exists. And all of what you would have gone through to take this position for these people to call y'all, you lack integrity, that you're corrupt. My God, y'all got to fix this. 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 Because y'all uphold the law in this country. Y'all enforce the law in this country. We expect big things from y'all. We ain't gonna fight you. Telephone call quickly. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hey.
Papa here.
Hey, what's up, Papa?
Howard, this is embarrassing. Howard, the only way we get expect or bring back integrity to the force right now, it's just my opinion, if the commissioner of police resign. Ain't nothing good can come out of this. Everything they do, and they going about it the wrong way. The commissioner, you know that thing like when commissioners, before you retire on the police force, you do the vacation where you take, must be about 8 or 9 months on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
They just the other day they
early retirement.
Yeah, they just do the executive thing the other day, and one of the persons who was there, I call him W.J. Warren Johnson, assistant commissioner in charge of crime.
Mm-hmm.
These names were being called and work underneath him. Mm-hmm. I hear, understand on the road is that this guy's he's not seen, he's on vacation, and we need all hands on deck. This guy's local police.
Who's this, Warren?
Warren Johnson is the one.
I know Warren. I know him personally. He's very good.
The officer back in the days when he's the bodyguard, Perry Christie.
Oh, I know him. He's very
good. He's assistant commissioner now in charge of crime, and he's on vacation. He need to be to the table. If we're not going to bring in foreign police, I know this our force, but from what's been happening over the years and the mistrust right now to bring back trust, the commissioner either need to resign or move with the race with this investigation.
Yeah, but you can't resign now, Papa, because if you resign now, you're guilty.
My crazy opinion, Howard, I just feel like foreign need to come in so we could appreciate what we have, and maybe the good people, like example, like a Warren Johnson, although he soon retires, many others on the force who might be in the position to make no say right now. It's too close for comfort for the commissioner to be heading and standing up, but he's standing on his legs and saying, we love him, we respect him, we respect his deputy, but that team need to move right now. We need officers, all officers who are serious, like a Warren Johnson on deck. Commissioner, if you're serious right now, and you don't think the force needs no foreign, not just in head this investigation, but to clean out the force, the bad apples in the force, then you move out the way. Let some of those officers who don't play with corrupt officers, who embarrass the police force and stuff like that, come and deal with the situation. The commissioner of police is too close for comfort. I wouldn't talk about the politician, the minister of national security. This whole scene without calling any names.
Yeah.
This ain't look good. Everything is wrong.
Papa, the man eating, you can't see him, Papa. You can't see him. You could hear him.
Yeah,
you could hear him chew him. This man eating pork chop and calling everybody name. I said, Jesus Christ,
so
this man eating
pork
chop.
You see the one with the little girl in Freeport?
No, I see the one with the little girl.
You see the one with the little girl in Freeport?
Send that to me,
Papa. The man name and everything. And Sandra knows in charge over there. I ain't hear nothing on the news.
Send it to me, Papa. 8270111. Let me see what's going on.
You ain't see that, Juju Howard?
No, I see it.
The commissioner of police need to resign. He need to resign. We ain't falling for that. I don't know if he retired. I thought he would have done being gone and who would have taken over whatsoever.
Listen.
They get Warren Johnson, but he on vacation. We can't afford to be paying Warren Johnson on vacation right now and all this crime going on. And
Papa,
then the police force getting deteriorated.
Don't do that to Warren,
Bring
Papa.
Bring in the foreign police. Listen, all right.
He's a decent man.
All right, forget Warren Johnson then. Bring in the foreign police because we don't trust them. We never did trust the police. We had some hopes. But we hear them talking sometimes, but all hopes are gone now.
I'm talking
about it ain't happen overnight for the investigation to finish. But you should be ashamed of yourself. And talking about commissioner, man, step down, commissioner, and get your pay just how you paying that man. We'll pay you. Go sit down and let somebody take this. Who's serious, man? How you can afford to let Warren Johnson be on vacation? A serious police like that who won't play with police officers in charge of crime. Then you can talk about you bringing someone else by ramen and this and that. Superintendent, come on, man, this ain't no jokey situation. You take us for a bunch of fools. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Papa. I appreciate you. I knew when I hear you ascending like that, I know we was pulling it again. I see Warren is my good Facebook friend. He's my good friend. I like him, right? He has done some stuff with drones and all those things, always been able to talk to me about it. He's been doing some stuff in the community with some stuff. Like, this guy's great. I enjoy him. He's one of the persons I call on, I lean on if I have an issue. I want to be able to find out some stuff about it, about the integrity that exists in those particular things. He holds that steadfast. He's always, his wife is dressing very nice. You know how I have to get away. Your wife is like, baby, we wearing this. And he always dressed nice, pretty with his wife. So I want to be able to shout out my good, decent friend, Warren Johnson, in his particular capacity and all those persons. Now, listen to me, Papa. I can't tell you, if it was me, I wouldn't quit. I ain't quitting nowhere. You're going to have to deal with me because my responsibility is that this happened under my watch. So the first thing I can do is fire everybody. My God, you think this is a tropical vacation? How much garden leave? You get garden leave. You get a garden leave. You get a garden leave. You get it. My God, tropical vacation. All the reserves. You come in here. We can keep you for this particular time. Yeah, man, this is what we're going to have to do. This is what we're going to have to do. For the purposes of the integrity, because this here going to fall, all this going to fall on the shoulders of the commissioner of police. All of this is going to fall on the shoulders of the commissioner of police. And if you want to rectify this, don't step down, step up. Be decent. Guys, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to do. Howard, I miss out. What's going on in the RBPF? Is it leaking notes? I don't know where you were, sir. You need to stop it. Good day. They will also be investigating Customs and Immigration Department also? Question mark? I don't know. That's how corruption works. It's continued to be able to spiral into different spaces. Good afternoon, Howard. I'm a police officer. I brought a Columbia shirt from the sports center, and my colleagues appear to be looking at me sideways. LOL. Should I return the shirt? And I... and ask for a refund? No. No. Listen, if you on the force now, don't buy nothing. Hey, don't even take vacation. You know what I mean? If you on the force now, everybody looking at you. Y'all tell you go home till you turn. We taking a staycation, baby. Ain't nobody can say I thief nothing. Well, Daddy, we wanted to go to Orlando. We wanted to go Orlando. We could go to Bahama. That's it. Let's be able to do these things, guys. That's the show today. I want to be able to thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in with me. Check me out tonight. I'm going to be sitting in for Shanique. Shanique's my girl. I think she's going to take a couple of days off. So I'm going to be sitting in for Shanique on Beyond the Headlines tonight and tomorrow night. Over the next few weeks, we're going to make that thing happen, right? So check me out. We're going to be here live and in full effect. Tonight, I'm going to have my very good friend on, just talking independence as we lead up to Wednesday. All right, guys. Enjoy yourself. We're going to see you tomorrow, live and in full effect, right here on The Foundation. Have enjoy yourself. We're going to see you tomorrow. Godspeed your life right here on 96.9 FM radio. Godspeed. We'll see you later.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.